thoughts. If we could live forever. We all know there are certainties about the human race. We were built to survive, to know the enemy and strike them down. We yearn to live not only in the short term, but honestly, to the majority of people, forever. Religions give so many people the hope. But in that context, however, many troubles brew. The mere idea of living forever brings things into question. If it is only you, then isolation is inevitable. You will grow up with a community around you, make friends, and find love. They will continue to age, but for the sake of it, let's say you stop at 30, you will not. So they will grow old without you, and die, leaving you alone. This will happen again and again with new relationships you form. The secret services may find you, or you may become revered as some kind of god to society. Either way, isolation to others cannot be changed. Another thought experiment is the afterlife. Be it heaven, Jannah, or Valhalla, these places promise eternal life after death. In other words, forever experiencing subjective reality. It takes place in a non-physical realm, where you're still living within a hierarchy system. Time would seem like a morphine drip, I imagine, because there'd be nothing to do except praise the creator of the universe, because he's all about that. We currently all live in a second-to-second, day-to-day reality. Without tasks, I imagine life would seem very meaningless. The final idea I propose would be if everyone suddenly ceased to age, at, say, 30, for no apparent reason. War will still happen, perhaps even more so due to exponential growth in the population. People will still die from diseases as well, but a new purpose will grow within the bloating community. Elon Musk might grin. Fathers, mothers, sons and daughters shall volunteer to embark on missions into space on the hope of creating outer colonies. It will eventually work. Afterward, we will seek to continue. Wealth inequality will still exist. So though the fear of death will grow to exceeding paranoia and anxiety among the rich, others with nothing to lose will wish to make a better future for their kin. Millions of years pass. Technology speeds up, then slows down, but forever moves forward. Billions of years pass. The Milky Way has now been dominated. It seems still like all the time in existence is not enough. There are other galaxies, other superclusters of galaxies. Countless ships get sent off to the edges of the universe, never to be seen again by anything, ever. We have drama of egos and supercities surrounding Milky Way's supermassive black hole. Suicides from people who can remember Earth. New life unknowingly being born into infinity. Soulmates for hundreds of thousands of years breaking apart. Entropy making its mark on the soul of our race. Time, infinity, need not be time at all. Though all but the depressed would agree we currently have too little time on Earth, time forever would stretch the meaning of life very thin indeed. We need death like we need birth. There must be those before us and those that come after us. We must pass on the baton when time comes. If it never does, who do we become? I say, lesser than our ancestors. Learn to let go along with holding on. It is what makes life so precious in the first place.